All right, welcome back to the show. Russ Evans with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic right here on ESPN Radio 760. Broadcasting on-site at PGA National Resort and Spa, the final round of the 2008 Honda Classic. And joining me now in person is Joel Page, Managing Director for PGA National. Joel, good morning to you. Thanks for spending a couple minutes.
Thank you. Good to be here.
It's great to be here. I mean, year number two in the new venue, and obviously rave reviews for year number one last year with the four-way Monday playoff that Mark Wilson was the victor. Unfortunately, Mark didn't make the cut this year, but year number two at the new venue, and the tournament continues to grow.
Well, it's a great, last year was a great year, and we'd like to think this year is even better. A lot of improvements around the resort with the new renovations and the new look of the front drive and the new pool and new pavilion. The members or the players, when they got here to the new members clubhouse, have seen the new locker room, new facilities. It's almost like a new experience for them.
Yeah, the renovations. I'm glad you mentioned that because I am so impressed with how much better this place looks. I mean, it always looked good, but now it looks that much better. The new Honda Pavilion over here, it's kind of an open-air area that you can have, gatherings at. We've had all the Pro-Am gatherings up there during the week. The new pool deck and the pavilion looks down on the pool deck. That new pool area is phenomenal.
And it overlooks the lake, and it's interesting. The new bar out in the lobby, the I-Bar, overlooks everything, and we've had a lot of pros in the lobby at night having fun. It's just kind of a gathering spot, and it does. It's just a whole new experience, and people have really been, to use old expression, just wowed by the whole thing when they've gotten here.
Joel Page is the managing director here at PGA National Resort and Spa. He is joining me in person. Final round of the 2008 Honda Classic here. Russ Evans with the Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. And, there have been a few low scores this week. Obviously, Luke Donald going low, 6-under 64 on his first round Thursday. But overall, the course is continuing to play tough, especially the bear trap.
Well, with the scores, it's interesting. The players kind of said that they thought it was playing a little bit easier than last year, but the scores were actually higher yesterday and Thursday than they were a year ago. So, obviously, and the field's a little bit stronger. So, with the field being stronger and the scores being a little higher, now the course is holding its own. And we did make a few small changes this year. Obviously, those two par fives to play as tough par fours. Jack Nicklaus moved the bunkers more into the fairway. It all depends on the wind. The first couple of days it was a little cold, but the last couple of days we've had great weather and see the players play really well here.
Wind, I think that's such a big thing. I mean, I think wind more than anything else is really what makes especially the bear trap so much tougher, because the prevailing wind is pretty much in your face at 15, and then it's kind of hurting at 16, and then forcing the ball right towards the water on 17. So when the wind's blowing, the bear trap, I mean, it's swallowed up so many balls this week.
Well, and it's three holes. It's not, like you said, it's not just one, and they're all playing tough. They're all playing over par through coming into the weekend. And then you got to play 18, which is no gimme. There wasn't a whole lot of birdies. It actually, 18 played over par for the first couple of days as well. So it's a great series of holes. They're not that long. You mentioned the wind, a lot of things, where the pin is, where the tee boxes are, how aggressive they want to be. But it's taken its toll this week for sure.
That pin placement on Thursday at 15 was just, I mean, and the guys were going at it. Were you surprised how many guys were actually going at that pin, which was, I would probably say, four paces off of the right edge of the water, pretty much middle of green? I was so surprised how many guys went for that pin on Thursday. I think I read somewhere 29 or 30 balls in the water on the first round Thursday at 15.
Well, and they're aggressive. They go right at pins because it was interesting. Their second shots when they hit in the water were all way left.
Right.
And they had a hard time. Some of them had a hard time making the double move, making a par on their second ball. So when you take the aggressive shot the first time, you hit it in the water, and you really got to make sure you bail out, you still may end up with a five for sure, and maybe even a six.
So. I think that's why, in my opinion, I think what makes 15 much tougher than 17. And I think the stats do prove that 15 this week is playing maybe a quarter shot tougher than 17. Obviously, they're both playing over par. But 15, the bailout on both holes is left. But at 15, if you bail out left, you're 10 to 15 feet above the green on that hill. Whereas at 17, if you bail out left, that's that little swale area that I think is much easier to get up and down from.
Yeah, 15 is a little smaller green, and like you said, it's framed a little differently than 17. And 16 is no gimme. The guys were hitting the ball 260 yards down to a tight driving area and still having 160 yards left into a tough pin with the wind blowing at 16. So 16 was no breather either between the two par threes.
Yeah, it's been a fabulous tournament so far. Joel Page, Managing Director of PGA National Resort and Spa, joining me here in person. Russ Evans with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. The great thing about the event this year, and Ken Kennerly and Ed McEnroe have done such a great job, and the entire staff, of not only putting on a phenomenal event. I mean, the big names are all here. Ernie Els, Sergio Garcia, Retief Goosen. Angel Cabrera was here. Unfortunately, he missed the cut, but a great field, and the play has been spectacular on the course, but it's a family event. You've got the events going on after play. You've got the artwork around the course. What's your thoughts on the Kirill Jalyeskov artwork? I think that's pretty cool.
You know what? It's certainly a different experience, and add some color to the golf course. It's beautiful stuff. It's big. And a lot of people said a lot of nice things about the artwork. It kind of adds a different twist to when you come out and see a golf course, especially between shots. You get to, because golf can time can be a little bit boring, but when right. you get a chance to look at those, it really is, it's great.
And then we got all the concerts, the after-play concerts, Thursday through Sunday on the Heineken Terrace. Heineken Terrace got a little bit bigger this year, and I think it's a great spot. It's a great spot to hang out during play because they've got the big screens there. You can watch the telecast. But then once the last putt drops for the next 3 or 4 hours each night, it's always been a fun time.
It's great. The fireworks are spectacular. The bands are great. And you're right. Ken and Ed have done a great job. There's something for everybody. The kids, the ESPN radio, the Disney radio pavilions going on, the fireworks show. In fact, you know, we got over 100 players staying in the hotel. They've got over 70 kids with them. And we're seeing the players come to some of these events and caddies and everybody else because they're staying on campus. Even the ones that live in the area are kind of staying over a little bit later just to see what's going on. But it really makes it an enjoyable experience to be able to come out here and do some other things while you're out here.
Yeah, you made a good point. I think the fact that most of the field can stay here, not only that, but when they bring their wives or, you know, brothers and sisters or parents, I mean, you know, the entourages for some of these players like to play. There's three other courses here on site, and, of course, there's also the Estates course just a couple of miles away. You've got facilities here for the players' wives and families to be able to do some things during the week.
Well, they have this many kids during the school year. Really kind of surprised us, actually. But, you know, you're right, we've got the spa, we've got retail, the great new pool you talked about with the zero entry feature, and the kids have their own pool with bubble jets. And there must be something to it because they have this many pros. There's only 144 on the field when we started. We've got 100, and we know of probably 25 or 30 that live
right,
driving.
Exactly, yeah,
so
right.
Just about everybody knows the advantages of staying on campus.
Well, it's been a fun week. Of course, final round later today. We're going to see who ends up hoisting that crystal when all is said and done. But it's definitely been a success. We're looking forward to the 09 edition next year and years to come. Joel Page, Managing Director here at PGA National Resort and Spa. Thank you so much for a great week, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to a great finish this afternoon.